Good voch, Rabbi Isai, Gemar Toiv. Agit Kittel. You come, David, come fix it. Shkoyach. This is tough. Lidu nishmasi mimi rossi ruspas Mordechai. Unlike all of you, ran home and ate. Some people have to prepare shir. So I didn't have time to get dressed yet. I apologize. Shkoyach. All I need is your yarmulke. Get over here. Give me your yarmulke. Come on. You better. Just for this. Hold on. Just for this part. Gevaldig. No. Dylan's gonna, you better not use that one. Here, woman, you need a yarmulke meanwhile? Here. Raboisai, these are the guys from the shir who brought some friends. Mickey Aboff, Glenn Ackerman, Jake Lebovitz, B. S. Grossman, Mayor Fisher, Hillel Bernstein, Ellie Bernstein, Avi Younger, it's Silent J, right? Peretz Rappaport, Mendy Greenblatt, I believe he was on the other list, so maybe he has a second guy. Grigory Kusiyayev, something like that. David Ash, Yankee Berman, Mike Karim, Jeffrey Abrams, Saul Feldman, the famous Saul Feldman. Lauren Spiegelman, but you have to be. Are you on the site? You register. How do you get on that list? You go to growthesheer.com and you tell the guy that you're bringing to go to. Could I have my yarmulke back, please? Yeah. Shkoya. All right, and you go to. You brought him? You'll do anything to get a Gemara. Wow, all the way from Achina. I saw you learning. You do the daf. 1 minute, so you already did the daf. You can't just say that he came to the shir. Oh, you mean he's coming to the shir now? Okay. We'll let this one slide. You see, he almost messed up because he sent me a picture of him the other day learning. Now he's using. Okay, no, but it's fine. We'll take it. But voice, I want to tell you an update to the unbelievable story. Sponsors, yeah. So before the sponsors. Okay, sponsors. Here we go. The Parnas HaChodesh is Shmuli Hecht. And we're going to hear this every day now. And get used to this. In honor of David Zlotnik F200. Rabbi, when you come to New York, you got to know these names like this. F200 is Zlotnik. F94 is who? Very good. Akiva Solkowitz. He's the guy that gave me the beautiful cup. Shalom Rand is the guy that came yesterday with the meat and everything. He's F202. Shmuley Davidovich, B202. One is Flatbush, one is Barabark. And the official 8-minute daf, Yomi Committee, Rabbi, I couldn't believe it. Shalom Rand showed me their WhatsApp group. They have 43 guys. They're chever, they're clique in one group. They're basically Atzala guys. And the entire group is stuff about the shir. Videos, this guy did this, and he finished the daf now, and he made a seam on this. It's unreal. A group within a group, and they call themselves the official 8-minute daf Yomi committee. Second sponsor today is Akiva Solkowitz. Happy birthday, Hillel Boyer, who started 2 weeks ago the daf and is going strong, and in honor of F245. Who's F245? Sammy Avada. F245. Kids, by the time we're done, we're going to know the entire Hatzalah Baal Peh. What? No, it's everything. It's Barapar, Flatbush, Canarsie, the whole Zachs, Lakewood. We're going to try to get Mark Ashkenazi involved in that group too. Rebelli, Shana Toiva, Brocha, Yudushanachas, for you and your family. I completed Sukkah with MDY and currently enjoying every day. Beitza, Gemara Learn was definitely not on my bucket list. But a day would not be complete without daffing. No matter how busy my day, I do not miss the shir. I've shared MDF with my friends, encouraging them how easy it is to learn with their belly. Preparing sukkahs will be extra special this year thanks to MDY. They're truly amazing. With respect, Dr. Pearl. Agutki ben Shiar, I started learning the daf from Sechlis Beitzer for the first time. It's truly geschmack to follow you on video, and I feel like I'm in physical shir in Bet Shemesh. My neighbor, Arya Bloom, previously from Chicago, now in Muncie, and my son's Rebbe saw me carrying my basic Gemara, and he asked if I'm learning the daf. When I told him I follow you, his face lit up, and he told me that he was your son's Rebbe in Cheder. And then he knows you. What a small world. Yes, my Bechor, who just got married, well, he was his Rebbe, invites the Cheder. My son speaks Yiddish, by the way. A small piece of helpful information. I found myself Shabbos, I'd be able to finish before Shabbos. It's 45 minutes to Shabbos. Oh, and he's telling me, he's being mechadish, this guy, he must be new to the shir, that he upped the play speed to 1.25, and Baruch Hashem, it worked. Your voice didn't start sounding like a children's cartoon, and everything was very clear. I'm not a mathematician, so I can't say exactly how much time I saved. It was definitely sped things up. Moshe Braun, Muncie. All right, listen, for the new guys, yes. The mumchem go up to 1.5 speed, especially during the emails. On Amud Beis, it's kedai. You can do double speed. But on Amud Beis, it's not so kedai, though.
Wait, is it Amud
Beis? All right. Should we do another one, or we'll leave this for tomorrow? Okay. I want to update the story. It was an unbelievable story. To me, it was amazing. As I was walking up the stairs, Erev Yom Kippur, I see Shmuel Eliwat with a pail this large, with the name of a local organization, a famous organization. And he's walking out. I said, where do you think you're going? He says, I'm going to collect money. I said, no, you're not. Torah comes first. He says, no, this is for the tzibur. I said, it doesn't matter. Your Torah comes first. Let somebody else that's not doing the daf do it. But I do this every year, 11 years. I said, I don't think so. Come back in. He said, let me ask a Rav, he tells me. So, okay, whatever. And then I see him walk in here. So I called him to the front of the chair, and I said that. And then he goes back to the seat. I told everybody what happened. He goes back to the seat. And Avi starts handing me a phone while in the middle of the chair. He starts handing me a phone. Usually it's for good reasons. I start reading it, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Guy Chayin from Lakewood sponsored $1,000 to the organization that Shmuel was collecting for. And I never felt so good in my life. I know we didn't get a dime out of the money, but it was such a beautiful thing. It was $1,000 to make a point that if you miss Tyra, it might not be that good. So I called him to the front and I tell him, Shmuel, I don't remember the words. I said, you know what? Had you gone, you probably wouldn't have made that much anyways. So he starts telling me, no. And then he tells me, it's Mechotzef. He says, why don't you keep on learning? He tells me, let's keep on learning. Let's go with the program. I said, no. This is learning. This is Torah. This is a beautiful message of Torah. Wait, let's go learning. This is learning. Right, Shmuel? Anyway, to make this is the end of the story. It could have a continuation, but this is how much I know so far. Some other guy gave a lot of money. So he basically made close to $2,000, which is, now, he said he wasn't so sure that had he gone, he would have made, not made. So he sent his son with a car. His son came back after an hour, knocking all the doors, and people in the mikvah, people here, came back with 20 shekel. 20 shekel, Shmuel, come over here. You need to corroborate the story. Came back with 20 shekel. How much is 20 shekel in dollars? I don't know. But $2,000 is 330 times 20 shekel. True story?
Every bit of it.
20 shekel. Every you told me. Yes. Now, guess what? I hate to break this to you, but 20 shekel is a loss because he drove around in your car. And gas in Israel is more than 20 shekel an hour. So you lost money.
If he would have stayed, he would have made $4,000.
Exactly. Next time he's going to. Could he join the DAF? You want one of those Gemaras?
He's in Yeshiva. He doesn't need the DAF.
Wrong answer.
Nisano, even if his son joins, do not give him a Gemara. Wow. I do deserve. But you know what? It was so worth it, the whole thing. What a lesson. And then I asked our local rabbi on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, and he says, of course, it's usher to go. And he says, bring me Shulchan Aruch, and you're not allowed to go. You have a kvius in learning. You never, ever stop that kvius of learning. And what a beautiful thing Chaim did. And then some other guy took it to the next step. The kids are unbelievable. So, I always say, they interviewed me a few times this year and meaningful people, and this, and I always talk about tonight. Tonight is one of those times that everybody's in shul the entire day. And everybody's tired. And you go home and you're hungry and your head hurts and you need your coffee. And nobody's in the mood to learn now. And it says in halacha that you're supposed to go and build a sukkah. And you go build a sukkah. Who's learning? The Daf Yomi guys. The Daf Yomi guys. That's why it's so important to learn the Daf. Because we are Keveya Itim every single day in the hardest times. When you push the comfort zone, that's when it counts the most. So Rabbi, here I am, straight from shul, haven't eaten yet, didn't make Avdallah. Nah, okay. Of course. Zok, the Halak of Gemara. You didn't eat yet, Gershon? Oh, in case you want to know what a mortar and pestle is, this is a beautiful example of one. Mortar. No, this is the pestle. This is the mortar. And this is Klei Cheres. So the Gemara discussed this, that this is a Shinoi. If you do it in this guy, it's a Shinoi. And this is your typical stone one. I wish we had this. We should get one of these. Somebody wants to donate one to the Shir. We greatly appreciate it. We could take both of those also as a donation. Thank you. Tani Rav Tachlifa Achuod Rav Noye Chayza. We're holding Daf Tezvavim today is the last words. And believe it or not, I didn't want to like spoil it. I was thinking, should I spoil it? I was going to say this line, Erev Yom Kippur, and I probably should have, but we ran out of time and I forgot to. Look at this line. Kol mezeinoisav shel adam k'tzuvim loy mireish hashana v'ad yoyim ha-kippurim. Everything you are supposed to earn. I didn't? Oh, got to go back. Got to go back. Okay, let's go back. We're going back, Rabbi Yisai. Sorry. Where are we? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon. Yes. Omar LeMakodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Bonai, my children, my beautiful children. Levu Alai VeKachu Kedushas Hayoyim VeHaminu Bi Bani Pereya. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Borrow and I will pay back." Omar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon. Haroitzu Sheiskay Menuchasav Itabem Eder. If you want your nechasim, you want to have success, you should plant the eder tree or other tree. Shenemar adir b'amorim Hashem. What exactly this tree is, we don't know. Inami adro kishmei kedamri inchi. My adro, the kaim ledori dori. It lasts for generations. Lule the mistafino. If I didn't even see this in Gaiva Deliyahu Sefer, but if you just stick in the word Torah, the whole sugi kind of changes. It might be one of these higher in Yonim. Torah lasts for generations. Tainam Achi, Sodesh Sheshboy Eder. If your field has Eder, it has Torah. Ain't on Nixelas. I'm sticking it in. Nobody will steal from it. Veinan Nechmeses, Vuperiseo, Mishtamrim, and your fruit lasts. It's hard to understand what this Eder is and how it helps. People know. Okay, fine. Tony Rev Tachlifa, here we are. Achud Rev Noy Chizah. Chuviva, the brother of Rav Noi, said, "Kol mezeinoisav shel adam k'tzuv loy mireish hashana v'ad yom ha-kippurim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides today, Yom Kippur. Some are not goyres Yom Kippur because we have the other sugyas, Rosh Hashanah. So why does it say Yom Kippur? It says Yom Kippur because today is Yom Kippur. What a coincidence. There's no coincidences. Kol mezeinoisav shel adam k'tzuv loy mireish hashana v'ad yom ha-kippurim. We have to take that to heart. Everything comes on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah Chutz. Whatever you spend typically on a Shabbos and a Yontif, it comes right back. It doesn't come out of the Cheshbon. And tuition. If you try to get a discount for your tuition, or if you try to buy cheaper wine and you don't buy the Castells, you don't gain anything. Okay, so you're going to drink Shvacher or wine. But Lamaisa, you didn't gain money because the money is going to come back to you. Now, a number of things here. First of all, let's see Taisis on time. Taisus says that the pasuk that we learned yesterday, Chedves Hashem, Muzchem, where's the pasuk over here? Muzchem. Says Taisus, Chedva, Gila Ditzah Rino, Ditzah Chedva, right? Ditzah Chedva. Chedva is the Lashon of Simcha. Says Taisus, no. Torah, Dichsiv Chedvas. The Chedvas Torah. He learns all this from the same pasuk that we learned yesterday. And he learned the word Chedva, Simcha, is Torah. Because Torah brings you joy. Now, if you look at the side over here, the Agois, my Rav Rendsburg, he says like this. Even Rish Chodesh is included in the list. Remember, we learned that he's supposed to make a simcha. He's supposed to have a su'uda on Rish Chodesh. So whatever you spend on that su'uda is not included in the money that is coming to you. We could go a little weiter here. How do we know? Micro, Omer Bavo, Micro, what do we see in the pasuk? Tikul b'chodesh shofar, b'kese l'yom chageinu. B'kese is a covering. So which one of all the Yom Tovim is the moon completely covered? That's only Rosh Hashanah. Every day, every yantav, even Shavuot is the sixth day of the month, you see the moon a little bit. Rosh Hashanah is the only yantav that you don't see the moon at all. And it says, Rosh Hashanah, the next pasuk. Ki chayk liYisrael. What does chayk mean? My mashma da hay chayk lishnu mizaynu dechsiv va'achlu es chukam asher nosam lem paroi. They ate the ration, the food that paroi gave them, and ration is chayk. Arzutra amar mihacha hatrifeini lechem chuki. Oh. And the Hasidim, they like to sing Lechem Chuki Hatrifeini. Okay, Hatrifeini Lechem Chuki. Lechem Chuki, Lech Hatrifeini Lechem Chuki. So, the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Beis, he says, if you want to remember, including the Maharav Rendsburg, is the word Tishrei. Talmud Torah. What are the things that are not included on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that you get freebies, you can spend as much as you want? Tishrei. Talmud Torah. What's Shin? Shabbos. Reish. Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh according to the Maharav Rendsburg. And Yud is Yontif. So we're coming up to Yontif, everybody. So don't fear. Make it a minhag. Start spending as much as you want. Buy the best meats, the best wines. It all comes back. What is Rish Chodesh? It's very interesting. What does it mean, Rish Chodesh? So he says over there, it doesn't really, the Shari Tshuva says, it means the money you give the Rebbe of your children on Rish Chodesh. That's what he says. So maybe you shouldn't go spending a lot of money. No, but Rish Chodesh is a yantiv, fine. And the Zdechemet brings the Arizal, and he says the word Moyed. Moyed, Mem, is 40. But the rest of the word, Vav, Ayin, Dalad, equals 80. So he says that if you whatever you spend, you get back double. Azay Zokter. Spend on Yantif, you get back double. It's not just you get free wine, free Castel, you get two bottles of Castel. Varaya, oh, I have a Raya. Simon Jacobs. I spent some money on Castel. He came all the way from Yerushalayim with four bottles, 2003. I mean, come on. I bought the 2017 and I got one of 2003 is like 117. Okay, anyway. So, Haraya. Hey, you crazy ideas of taking the wife out. We're learning the daf now. Please don't. You're not allowed to talk to my wife. That's it. You're done. Your mamash, crazy ideas. Tanya Amru Alaval Shami Azokin. Kol Yom Avayoch Lichvay Shabbos. This is the famous Gemara. Shammai's entire life, even when he ate a meal on Sunday afternoon, it was L'Kovet Shabbos. How could you get to Kovet Shabbos on Sunday afternoon? Matzah Behema Na Oimer, anytime he found a nice animal, he would say, Zulu Shabbos, this Gishmak steak is for Shabbos. Okay, you put it aside. Matzah Acheres, Noem Imenu, Miniach, Es Hashnia, V'Oichel Sarishayna. Says the Gemara, when he brings another animal for Shabbos, so what does he do with the first one? He eats the first one. When does he eat the first one? On Sunday. So his eating this animal on Sunday is L'Kovet Shabbos because now He doesn't have that animal. He's going to be using the second animal. By him eating the first animal, he's really creating a kavod Shabbos. Because had he left the first animal, he would have used that for Shabbos. Anyways, it's right from here. Shammai used to eat meat all week long. Okay? Interesting. Aval Hillel azokim yidach cheres hoysaloi. Hillel, you hear Hillel? The two Hillel are sitting next to each other today. Hillel had a different meat though. What would he do? Shekol masov l'shem shamayim. Everything he did was l'shem shamayim. Shenema baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. He wasn't worried about anything. It's a whole different madrega. We actually passing like Shammai. We should act like Shammai because we're not on the madrega yet. We hope to be one day. But Hillel was so certain, almost like an avardiker going to the train station without any money in his pocket. If Hashem wants me to get on the train, I'll get on the train. And then if a guy comes off the train and says, hey, does anybody need a ticket? I have extra one. Oh, great. They wouldn't go collecting, but they went with 100% bitachin and emunah. If you have that kind of madrega like Hillel, I'm not going to start wondering what's going to happen for Shabbos. Don't worry. When Shabbos comes, I'm going to have the best piece of meat. Baruch Hashem, yoyim yoyim. Now listen to this. There's a little trick here. It says Beis Shammai. Because a second ago we're talking about Shammai. Beis Shammai means even the Talmidim, they acted like the Rebbe. Start preparing for Shabbos on Sunday. Rabboisai, on Sunday you start preparing for Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, yoyim yoyim. No. But like I mentioned, I believe that Allah is like Beis Shammai. Omar Rav Chama Rav Chanina. You don't have to worry. This is once a guy here in the shul was a little upset at me. I did something in the shul. I do a lot of funny things. And this, yeah, well, even today, this guy sent me an anonymous email. Like a really nasty email. And the mice, I got him because he didn't realize that you could figure out who it is, even anonymous. I went into Gmail and I put in the phone. Kitzer, his phone number popped up. I knew who it was and it was Gishmak. Because you come to shul, you don't know who's your enemy. Like you're looking around, who wrote that email? And everybody's like, hey, you know, fine. But when it comes to email, it should be 100% awesome to do. When it comes to a gift, could you give a guy a gift? Give him a nice silver washing cup and put it in his house. And now you don't know what it is. You come to the shiur, you. You're allowed to do that. As I stayed for a second. That's the issue. Like, you're making the guy crazy. He doesn't know who gave it. What's going on? Ain't tzarich leidia. You don't have to notify him. Shenemar u'moyshe leyoda kikaren orpanov. He gave another $1,000? Oh, this is something else. This is coming Shabbos Kodesh. You know how fast we stuff a mill shiur. He's giving me like funny videos, you know, the guy, the monkey jumping on, what is it, middle shear? I know. That's Yom Yom or that's from Sunday?
You bought it on Sunday.
Exactly. So you're like Mishamai. What? You have full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You bought it on Sunday for Shabbos. You're preparing your meat from Shabbos. I get it. It's more like Mishamai. No, is he Mishamai or Mishamai? What is he? His name is Hill, but he's acting like Mishamai. Fine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a tremendous gift, and that was that his face shined, whatever that means, the gift was, Kedusha, whatever that gift was. And Moshe didn't know. Moshe. Now, Rabbi, so we have to pay attention to every word here. This is very, very important. Matana toiva yeshli. I have a great gift. Bebeis gnozai. It's in my treasure. V'shabas shma. What's the great gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us? Shabbos. Shabbos is a gift. Remember that. And by the way, I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Let them all know. So what do you see from this? The Gemara, if we stop right over here, the Gemara is able to derive from here an interesting halacha. That what? If you want to give a gift to a child, so you see, anyway, the Gemara learned the halacha from here. That what? They can't just give a gift. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I am about to give a gift. He notified, put them all on notice. And in fact, we learn halacha. You want to give a child a candy? You must notify the mother. Says Rashi, very interesting. Look at this Rashi. Tzarech leidia simai, like smack in the middle of the page, maybe a couple lines below the middle. Lastly, you have to do something. There's no cell phone. So what are you going? How are you going to let the mother know? That the Gemara is going to say in a second. Because if he eats up the candy, the chocolate, she will later, she'll still see the simen. And so what? Who did it? He's going to say, that nice guy in Chol. And by the way, he also gave me some bread. He's going to realize, the parents are going to realize that this guy loves them. You hear this, Gary? The candy man of Shul. When you give candies to the children, and the children go back, so then the parents say, wow, this guy must love us. Why is he giving my son bread? I mean, people were tight then. They didn't have extra bread like that. Yeah, he must love us. So what do you do? Oh, so the Gemara is going to address your concern about creepiness. Thank you. Like, says Gemara, like Kasha. So we have a Kasha. How come by Karen or Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't notify, and Shabbos he did notify? The Karen or Ponim, everybody's going to walk over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hey, what's wrong with you? You got this shine coming out of your head. So he's going to find out real quickly. So therefore, he didn't have to notify. So if within 2 minutes, everybody's going to know, everybody's going to come over to me and say, oh, did you get the nice washing cup? Okay, so you're allowed to do it. Otherwise, if nobody's ever going to tell me, then it's a problem. Says Gemara, Shabbos tami matona David l'galuye, what? The whole world knows about Sabbath, Shabbos. I mean, it's not a secret. Yeah, it's a tough day, Gershon. And he sits next to me during shul. It's not like he does this stam. He does it in Mil Shmoneh Esrei. He does it in Mil Pesukei Dezimra. It's a normal zach. It became normal. Now these guys from the back of the shul come running forward, like, what's going on here? Could you stop? He's like, what do you want from me? It's tough. Shvertz is a yid. What are you doing, Gershon? I hope it didn't pick it up. I'm not sure. No, do not edit. What you need to edit is the real sound in there. Ask me to do it. I'll put it in. Says Gemara, okay, yeah, I'll tell you what the secret is. The secret is, look what he did to Avi. Gershon, can you zoom in on Avi, please? Please. The guy, he's out of control. This is normal. This is a normal shear. The Magashir is wearing this white kittel. This guy is krechting from the booth. It's mamish normal. And it's, you think that everybody got off, okay, and we're all having a great year. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Matzah Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai. How do we get new members? What do we have to do? Do not show them this part of the shear. That's what you need to do. Schar Le'avid Eligilu. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, seriously. The schar of Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never told anybody. Omar Mar Mekano Rabbi Shim Gamliel. Hanoisa in Pas Latinoik. Tzorch Lo Yideh Le'imoy. From here you learn that you have to notify the parents. My Ovidlei. What do you do exactly? This is great. You take a little bit, you know that chocolate schmear stuff that you put in the bread? Take some of that, put it right in his head. And then he comes home and he, like, his mother, like, whoa, what happened? No. Reuven, he gave me a piece of bread. Ooh, I love him. Shmack. Now let's put him in the shower. Okay. Shayvle Mishcha. Oh, and even here's a better one. You take makeup and you paint his face. Umalele Kuchla. Listen, this was normal in those days. So a little blue stuff, the blue thing that you put in your eye, you put it all over his eye and in gray. And his mother's going to say, only one eye, of course. So he looks a little strange. He comes home. Oh, I got a candy from Gary the candy man. But now it's a little creepy. The Gemara, I think it's like kshafim. You know, it's a little spooky. Because, you know, a little oil, a little kuchla is not good. Or other stuff. So what do? Omar Papa, you take the bread. You give him a peanut butter sandwich. So you take some of the peanut butter sandwich. You stick it in his head. And the kid is not going to take it out. It's normal to walk around with a peanut butter sandwich in your head. And he comes home, and everything is good. Okay. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, he did it in public. Shabbos is in private. Ois hi loilam. It's a sign between me and you. It's a private little matana that I'm giving you. If the guy don't know about it, so they shouldn't get punished over it. We know they do. Shabbos yidu yidinu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notified them. There is something called Shabbos. Matan schar lo yidinu. As like we said before, the schar, the goyim don't know. Says the Gemara. V'boi seima. Matan schar lo namo yidinu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't notify the schar. We know the schar. Neshama Yisera lo yidinu. He didn't tell us about the Neshama Yisera. We didn't tell them, the goyim. What is in Neshama Yisera, says Rashi. Roy chav, Neshama Yisera, Rashi, the Mask Neshama Yisera. Roy chav lev, lemenucho l'simcha, to give us an open heart to receive simcha and being calm, v'liyos patuach l'revacha, and to be open and just have a breitkeit. How do you say breitkeit in English? I don't even know. Huh? Anybody? I don't know. Okay. No, this is only Yiddish. Great. V'yoychal v'yishte, he's going to eat and drink. Mamesh, asudik doylo. V'yinafshoy, kotzolov. And he's not disgusted by the food. He just wants to eat more. He has extra room. Whatever that means. Maybe it means ruchnius. Maybe it means gashmius. Probably both. Da'omah Rebbe Yishim v'lokish neshama yisera noisin HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'odom erev Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an extra neshama. And Matzi Shabbos, it leaves. Shavas Vayinafash. The word Vayinafash, we take it and we make it two words. Vay Nefesh. Kivin Shavas, Vay of the Nefesh. The Neshama is sad. Ay, see Krechts. You hear Gary, that's the Krechts that we heard before. It's the Neshama Yisera leaving. Ah! Oi, why are you leaving? Of the Nefesh, we lost our Neshama Yisera. You make for a erev tafshilin. You make food erev yontiv. Omar Abaye lishoru the tafshil. Ava pas loy. So Abaye holds there's no bread. Maishna pas the loy. Why not bread? You need something that goes together with the bread, but not the bread itself. Says Rashi. Why? Because I need to show that I'm doing something special for an Eruv. And if it's not bread, the bread I have every day, I need to make a special Michael for Yontif. Something that I don't have every time. Vaha, Daisa Nami, Deloy Milafta. How do you say Daisa? Like Farina. What is that?
Porridge.
Porridge. It's a terrible word. Porridge.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is better. Porridge. Okay, Daisa. Daisa, let's just call it Daisa, okay? Daisa is porridge. Porridge. Daisa, from now on, we're calling it Daisa. Who? No, not good. It's like the white stuff that you boil up in farina, like farina. But isn't farina a company? It's not a thing. Huh? Porridge. Kleenex is tissue, right. Okay. So anyways, porridge. Let's go with porridge and daiso. In Yeshiva Ketana, they here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yeshiva Ketana, they used to give us this dice every day, every morning. Daiso nami deloy milafto. Now we're gonna see that depends how we read this lashon. We're gonna say daiso is good for an erev. In a second, we're gonna see daiso is not good for an erev, depending how we learn. So daiso nami deloy milafto. How do you know it doesn't go together with bread? Domer b'zero hani bavloi tipshoi. Not the first time in Shas that they called the ones from Babylonia shoytim. The achli nahama b'nahama. They eat bread with bread. It's the farina on top of bread is bread and bread. It comes from wheat. It's just wheat and wheat. What are you doing? So Mela, a what sandwich?
Oatmeal sandwich.
Such a thing? Oatmeal sandwich. We say that you could do an eruv with daiso. And daiso is not something that you are melafet with. So how could you make an erev with daiso? Elo midi d'leshchiach b'inon. You need something that's not very common. Upashchicha, but daiso leshchicha. The reason why you can make an erev with daiso with porridge is because it's not very common. Ikeda amri, but some say the opposite. Omar Abaye loishon el tafshil. I'll pass loy. So that's the same. You cannot make an Eruv Tavshilin with bread, according to Abaya. My time, oh, Eleven, the meat is Lishchiach, being on Pashchicha, Vadais Lishchicha. So if you're going to say it's because you need something that is not common, and that's why bread is very common, you can't use bread, but Daisa is not common, so how come you can't use Daisa? You cannot use Daisa, now the Gemara says. You need something that goes together with the bread, or pasta milafto, because bread is not something that goes with bread, and Daisa doesn't go with bread, therefore you cannot use them for an Eruv, Domer Mzero. The bottom line is, the Gemara is going to tell us that for an Eruv, Tavshilin, you need a Kazayas. It doesn't matter, just remember, one Kazayas. It doesn't matter for one person, 1,000 people, one Kazayas. And the Gemara tells us, it doesn't matter where you find the beans. They could be the leftover of the beans. You know, sometimes you have a pot of chol, you're done, you just take the whole thing, chuck it into the garbage. So that part on the bottom that you're going to chuck, so I would think, oh, that's zero chashivas. So you're about to throw it out. Now I'll say, oh, I want to make an Eruv out of it. That's not nice. This is designated for the garbage can. No, I can still use it for an Eruv. I thought you should be like there. Some chalem shum Eruv davshilim. I don't mean this book is Zayas, but you need a Kazayas. Or Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yehuda. Sham nun shal gabi asag. It doesn't matter. You have a knife with disgusting fat left over on the knife after you cut the pastrami. It's still good for an Eruv. Goyroi v'samich alav mishom Eruvei tavshilim. Vahani mili, this book is eyes. Okay, but you need a kizayas of it. Omer Basi, Omer Rav. Dogim k'tanem eluchim ein bohem mishum bishuli nochrim. Now, very small fish. The way you, like sardines, you don't really cook it. I don't know how sardines made. They're like salted, no? They boil them first before they sell them? Uh-huh. They put it in a can and they boil the can? The can is open or closed when they cook it? Rabbi Schoenberg. They put it in the can, they seal it shut, and then they boil it, and it doesn't want to explode? It doesn't explode. And it's boiled inside the can. And then they sell it. All cans. All. Uh-huh. I don't know these things. And in Panovich, they didn't teach us this stuff. They didn't have any canned stuff. They had Daisa. That's what they had. That's what they served. In those, you ever saw an Israeli yeshiva? They have the red plastic bowls that the Arab almost washes it out. And they serve it. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. It's disgusting. You look inside. It's like you see yesterday's lunch, 3 days. They put it in the sun. Okay, next. Like, they're not going to wash 2,000 of these things. That's what they had each. They didn't have disposable then. Disgusting. And they wanted to put farina in that too. No way. I was going to eat that. Eat chalva, whatever, all day. Says the Gemara. Not joking. When I was in Yeshiva Ketana in Tifrach, I was 10 and a half years old, 11 years old. And they only had one makolet then at the time, and it was only open like a few days a week. And I told this story a number of times. I'm not going to tell you about the bread. They brought, Berman would come with a truck twice a week, put it in an outdoor room. The birds would come and eat from all the bread and eat from here, but it would come out the other side also on all the breads. So we had to take a knife. Okay, fine. Cut off the top layer and get this bread that sat in the Tifrach, 125 degree weather because it's in the desert, hard like a rock. And then we can make, there's one good thing, we can make omelets. Omelets, and we had frozen yogurts. The lebens were always frozen for some reason, so we couldn't eat those. So we made omelets. Until a pigeon died in the frying pan. And then I couldn't bring myself to eat an omelet from that frying pan, so I was done. I was reduced to almost nothing. Okay. I'm telling you, Maisa Shaya, this is what it was. Now, it's like kutach. It's whatever.
You told that story because you ate chalva, right?
Yeah, no. Then my grandmother, she was a genius. She's a very special woman. She came to visit me once and she brought me a tub of chalva like that. You know the stuff that they sell here? That big, and that's what I ate every day. Every day, a little piece until I really got sick of chalva. But whatever. It was good. It lasted for a while. You know where I lived? In Rabbi Yankov Friedman. He's a famous Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Yankov Friedman's house. I lived in his house for a year. Says the Gemara. More stories. We have plenty of time. These small fish that are salted, so they're already salted. So goy can't come and cook them up. They're already cooked. They're already edible without the goy cooking it. Question. What if the guy salts it and then cooks it? Could you eat it? Why? But the guy salted it. But he salted it. He's the one that made it royal achila. But he's, you're right. You're right. It's just, yeah, that's the halacha. I think you'd need halacha for that. But good. You have a chavin. That what? He's saying very good. If the guy salted it, that's not bishul. Salting is not bishul. So he salted it. That became royal achila. Then you put it in a pot and you cooked it. It's too late. So yeah, but these fish are not eaten. Chai. It says meluchim. Dagim ketanim meluchim. Yeah, but I'm saying, what if he salted it? He's the guy that salted it. He made it royal achila. That's not bishul. That's the chiddush. It's not really bishul. And okay, dagim ketanim meluchim ein be'mishum bishul enochim. But what if the guy went ahead and he roasted it? So even though this is very interesting, the fish is not considered cooked if the guy cooks it, but it's enough cooked that I can make an erev tavshilin from it. Because in order to make an erev tavshilin, you need to cook the fish. You need a cooked meichel. So here we have a cooked meichel that's cooked by a guy. It's not considered cooked because it's already salted. But it's enough cooked that I can make a erev tavshilin. It's very interesting. And if he goes ahead and he makes a schnitzel, he adds some flour to it and some oil, some geschmack of fat. This is like even worse than gala. If anybody hates gala, you're going to hate this even more. This is gala of fish, not gala from an animal. It can't get any worse. For Litvak, wow. Pshita, of course, it's also because the guy added a lot. He added the flour and he added everything else to it. Mal the same, returning to that design of the base. Harsino Iker. I would think that the fish is the main part, the fat of the fish is the main. Kamash belong kimcha Iker. When you make schnitzel, the outside, the what you top it, what you bread it with, that is the Iker. Okay.
Like the gel by Mrs. Adams with the fish, that's what they're talking about.
That's the base product, right? And then they add to it geschmack of flour, the cover, so you don't see, the ketem gel. Yeah. But gala, you see the whole thing. But people that love gala, it's like you can't get better than that. There's like a whole store in Bnei Brak. Where is it? Bnei Brak, in Yerushalayim. The main thing that he sells is gala. And he has lines out the door. Oh, talking about gala. Yeah, so like abaya. My niece ate by her. I told you this, my sister. She was eating by her father's partner, and she said how much she hates gala. So the guy said, "You eat that piece of gala, I'll give you $5,000 for your chasana." So she ate a piece of gala, and she threw up on his Shabbos table. Oh my Rebbe Abba! That I just added. Oh, so he's just sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, but it's true. I know it's true, even though I didn't hear the mice, but it's 1,000% true. I guarantee if you call her up right now, that's what happened.
Did she get the money?
No, she got the money, yeah. She got $10,000 from that guy. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group for all who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas. Please join us at tehillim.8mindav.com. Sponsored by Natan Koshnud for Zuchos, for my children. Arya Kola ben Devorah and Yisrael Yaakov ben Devorah, that they both do well in Eretz Yisrael and have a cheshik in Torah, mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. Omer Rebbe, eruvit avshilin tzrichim kezayis, so that we know we need a kezayis. Now, everybody, we could look at Tosis real quickly because we have plenty of time. Tosis says like this: V'gimel dinim yesh bilchas erev. The top Tosis. There are three shiurim: eruvit chumin, which we're going to talk about in a minute. when you want to walk more than 2,000 amos. You need two meals, not two kazais, meals. Why? Because you're establishing your spot. You live over there. So if you live over there, it's a meal. You need a gregeres. For each and every house needs a gregeres. And now we're going to learn that for Eruv Tavshilin, all you need is a very small share of kazais for everybody. So the question is, do you need, so one kazais for your family, okay, it's a given. But for everybody else in the neighborhood, one kazais is enough? Toshma, Omerav, Eruv Tavshilin, Tzichin kazais. Bein le'echad, bein le'meya. It doesn't matter if there's 100 people. Question. If you ate the Erev Tavshilin or got lost, you're not allowed to cook based on it because you don't have Erev Tavshilin alive. But if you left a little bit, what does kol shu usually mean? Kol shu means a little bit, a tiny bit, even less than a kezayis. So you see that you don't need a kezayis. My kol shu, this big kezayis. So we must say that the kol shu over here is not a typical kol shu. Kol shu means that you left over kezayis. Toshma, tafshil zetzoli. This tafshil that is roasted. Afilu, vafilu. So for Erev Tavshilin, I could roast it. Vafilu kavush, and I could pickle it. If I have pickled pastrami, that's good enough. Shaluk, and if I overcook it, umevushal, and I cook it regular. Vekuyos ha'espanim. Where's Avigargir? I think this is his first question ever 3 years ago when we talked about Kulis HaSponim. Here's, you think in your mind, what's Kulis HaSponim? Shinasan olamayim chamin merv yontiv. He poured some hot water in it. That's how you eat it. So, in your mind, what do you picture? How big is this Kulis HaSponim? They pour some hot water and you eat it. No? Pretty small, right? That's why I printed this. This guy, by the way, is a Haim Shiyid. I have a raya because he's wearing a yarmulke and he has tchelis.
It looks real.
Yeah. Anyways, this is a Spanish mackerel. That's what Archibald decided is Kulis HaSponim. It's a pretty large fish. So I guess they used to eat sushi back then. Just pour a little bit and go weiter. You're making a face. I went with Shmuley Kuperstein. This is before I gave shir. I was able to do these things. We went out over an hour off the coast of Israel and we caught a tuna. Okay, we caught a tuna, everything's good. All of a sudden, the captain of the boat comes, takes his knife, the tuna's still moving, takes his knife, anybody? And he puts soy sauce. We all had a piece of tuna that it was Eiver Menachai, sort of. No, maybe it's not moving. I'm not exactly, it was a minute after it died, we ate it. Sushi. It's very good, very good. No, it's not gala, sushi. It's regular, but it was a little interesting to see like the whole thing there. Usually when you eat sushi, you don't see the rest of it. Okay. It says over here, there's no shear downwards and upwards. In other words, there's no kezayis. You don't need a kezayis. You just get a kulis ha'esponim, a little piece of that sushi like that Arab captain gave us, like this big, less than a kezayis, and that's enough for your eruv. Loi, only shir lamala. What he means to say is they could have 100 pounds of kulis hasponim, and that's okay. Avyeshli shir lamata, of course, you need at least a kazayis. Omaravon omarav. So that's the bottom line. You need a kazayis for your erev tavshil. Omaravon omarav, eruv tavshil, tzrichim das. You need to have brains. You need to have in mind to do it. What? Yeah, I know. It's not brains. You need to think about it. You need to know what you're doing. You can't just put down something and then say it's Erev Tavshilin. Pshita, das menich bin, and of course, says the Gemara, the one that does it, of course he needs das. Das mishenich eloi, binon eloi binon. What about the guy that you're laying there for? So, okay, the guy making there, of course, he has to have it in mind. He needs to know what he's doing. But what about his wife? What about the neighbor? Toshma, Davud Shmuel Marva Kulinardo. Shmuel's father made an Eruv for the entire Narda. How? Now, in order to make an Eruv, you have to be mezaka it to the guy. You have to say, I'm giving it to you. It's yours. But to the whole neighborhood. Now, obviously, somebody in the neighborhood didn't realize, didn't know that he did it for them. So you see that it works even if you don't know. L'chayr, that's the pshat. If you don't like that pshat, we could go on a few lines. We could do it even better. Rabbi Abi Rabasi Marvilo Kula Tveria. We know that Rabbi Abi Rabasi lived in Tveria, right? That whole famous Gemara. They used to daven by the beams over there. Machrez Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Mishelo Yiniach Yeruv Tavshilin Yovi V'Yismach Al Shali. So over here it's a little bit clear that he made a Yeruv Tavshilin. And he used to tell people afterwards, hey, I made one. Don't worry about it. You could use mine. Before Yontif, right? Here, I'm going to say that in a second. Vat kama. How far does the Erev Tavshilin work for? So, this we're going to be using in a second also. Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amah. So, it works for about 4,000 feet. Says the Gemara story. Why does it only work until Tchum Shabbos? So Rashi says, because he probably doesn't have in mind to go further than the Tchum. And the Ran says that it doesn't make sense that one guy can make an error for the entire world. If I want to make an error for the entire world, no. What's the nafkamina between the two pshatim? Very poshut. What if a guy does have in mind to go out of the Tchum? According to Rashi, it seems like it would work. If I say, I want to make a Tchum, error of Tavshilin for my friend who's 10,000 Amah away, according to Rashi, it should work. Because he just says, usually not, but in this case, yeah. Says the Gemara, there was a blind man, a beautiful thing, he knew Bryce's by heart, to the point where he was able to say it to Mar Shmuel. There's a story, it's a sad story, when I heard the story, I laughed my head off. It's sad, but I managed to laugh. There's a good lesson to the story. There was a person that came to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, how are you doing? So the Rebbe says, I need you to learn a Masechta by heart. So he says, okay, I'm a Kabbal. He comes to the Rebbe like a year later. He says, Rebbe, it's not fair. I learned Masechta Samachis by heart and I became blind. So the Rebbe looks at him, he says, yeah, that's why I told you to learn a Masechta. I didn't think you were going to pick Makis. I thought you were going to pick Baba Basra or something. Had you picked Baba Basra, you have been blind 7 years from now. I was like, okay, but anyway, I was like, it's sad he became blind. I was like, oops, I picked Makis, it's only 23 daf. I could have picked one that's 170 daf or something. Fine. But the point of the story is when the Rebbe tells you to learn a Masechta Baal Peh, you learn a Masechta Baal Peh. You don't try to, no, but seriously. Chaperayin, the site is Chaperayin. Nobody knows what's going to happen. So this person, obviously, he knew these braces, Baal Peh, he's blind. Chazid Ave Otziv. And Mar Shmuel noticed that he's very sad. And we had a similar Gemara early in the Masechta. For the same reason, with Ravashi, Omalei, Amai Atzivas, why are you sad? Omalei, because I pashut forgot it, my Erev Tavshilin. Omalei, Smoich Hadidi, don't worry about it. I made one, you can use mine. Lishana, a year goes by, Chazi Dehave Otziv. Now, Rashi, for some interesting reason, not 100% sure why, says it was talking about specifically a Rosh Hashanah that fell out Erev Shabbos. Thursday and Friday, Rosh Hashanah. Not sure why. Okay. So, he tells him, there's other ways that you can make an Eruv. But, fine. Now tell me why you said, I didn't make an Eruv Tavshilin. Now you're negligent. My Eruv works for the entire city besides you. Now, Einstein usually says insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So over here it doesn't really fit in. He made a mistake twice, but he was expecting the same result. And the same result didn't work. Mar Shmuel told him it doesn't work. Fine. Now, from here, the Rush proves, I don't know if this is what you're trying to say, Avi, but the Rush proves from here that you shouldn't be soymach on your rabbi's Erev. Everybody should make their own Eruv. Because, look, He was trying to rely on his Rebbe's Erev. What's wrong to be Soima? I used it last year, I'm going to use it again every year. No, you should make your own Erev. Not making your own Erev.
They say it's a bidyavet. They're
not saying it's a bidyavet. Right, the Rav yells out, whoever didn't make Erev Toshilim, be Soima on me. But like he said, it's a one-time thing. If you forgot that year, use it. Erev Toshilim. Erev Toshilim. This whole sugya, this is a sugya of Tavshila. Says Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Yontav Shechal Yisberev Shabbos, Ei Ma'arvim. Here, now we're talking about Chatzeres. Yontav Shechal Yisberev Shabbos, Ei Ma'arvim, Lo Yeruv Tchumen, Veloi Eruvei Chatzeres. So Tchumen, let's talk about Tchumen for a second, as if we all know what it is. The halacha is, if this is your house, this is where your Koina Shvisa, this is where you decide you're going to rest on Shabbos, you could go 2,000 amas in each direction, any direction, 2,000 amas and that's it. Or from the end of the city, let's say if your house is the end of the city, so you could go 2,000 in each direction, if you're the only house in the city. If you live in a city, you go to the city limit and you go from there 2,000 amas. But what if you want to listen to a shir or something, your Rebbe is coming, so what you do is, you do a trick, you do a ruvit chumim, you move your residence. Instead of your residence being over here, you make your residence over here. So now, you put two meals, like Tyson just brought. Here's two breads. And now you can go 2,000 amas in this way and 2,000 amas this way. And that would mean that you cannot go even 1 foot in the other direction of your house because you're 2,000 amas end right over here. You just shifted this to over here. If this shifts backwards over here, back over here, so now you have 2,000 amas this way and 2,000 amas this way. But because you made your Erev Tchumim here, you don't get more, you can't walk more. You just shifted where your residence is. Okay, so Yontav Shechal Yisberev Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvim Boy, Loyer V'Tchumim, V'Loyer V'Chatzeres. So if it's Yontav, on Friday, you cannot make an Erev Tchumim. What's Erev Chatzeres? This is the best picture I was able to find after Yom Kippur. Ignore these lines. Here are the houses, and they all dump in to this courtyard. This is a Chatzer. The time of the Gemara, and if I want to carry from here to here, from here to here, I need a Eruv Chatzeros. Every person is Mishtatev, we all become partners, says the Gemara. I cannot do this on Yontif. Eim Arvin, loy Eruv Tchumim, loy Eruv Chatzeros. Rebbe Oimer, Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeros. You could do Eruv Chatzeros, avaloy Eruv Tchumim, and not Eruv Tchumim. Now, it's also for him to go out of the tchum on Yontif, but it's not also for him to carry from a house to another house on Yontif. We're allowed to carry on Yontif. So Memela says, Rebbe, the only thing you can't do on Yontif is a tchumen. Hold on, Gershon, we're almost done. Itmar. Rav Omar halacha ketan kama u'shmuel omar halacha ki Rebbe. Shmuel says that halacha is like Rebbe, that you can only do eruv v'chatzeres. Ibaylu halacha ki Rebbe l'kula or l'chumra. Pshita l'kula karma. What do you mean l'chumra? Of course, l'kula. Mishum neshalach Rebbe Elazar l'goyla. Well, the problem is Rebbe Elazar sent. It's flipped over. Rebbe's the one that says Rebbe is Iser. Rebbe is the Machmer. My. So which one of these Lashonis did you say? Was Rebbe Mater or Rebbe was Machmer? Tashma. The Rav Chavliva Bar Avdimi Yovad Uvdik of Asayi Shmuel. He said that Allah is like Rebbe. You're ruining things. Now, the proof is if Rebbe is Mekel, you can ruin things. By making a kula, you ruin. Eliyam is the chumra, make a kula. But if you are machmer, that nothing wrong is going to happen. You could be machmer and not carry. Is nothing bad will happen. Says the Gemara, no. Kivin mekalkel about rabim, heinikil kula. You are going to ruin stuff. Because now that you paskin, lechumra, and people are going to carry, now you made them be over stuff. Omarava, Omarav Chizda, Omaravuna, Halacha, Kerebi, Uli Isur. Rabbeisai, have a wonderful year, a good kvittel. We'll see you tomorrow.